This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. The word up and down the lower Russian River is that Steelhead Beach has been saved. The popular county park near Forestville was one of three locations under consideration as a discharge point for excess treated wastewater from the Santa Rosa Regional Sewage Plant. The other options were discharging into the river a little below Hillsburg or upgrading the current discharge pathway through the Laguna de Santa Rosa. Brenda Edelman, head of the Russian River Watershed Protection Committee, says the city appeared to be favoring the Forestville option, which would have had an enormous impact on the park.
The original pipeline was going to go through the entrance of the park, and then it would go down one of the two trails, and they would have cut a 50-foot pathway, which would eliminate a huge amount and change the whole ambience and have a major impact on the path.
The details of these impacts were analyzed at length in an environmental impact report that was approved in October. But just before that vote, Edelman says, the details of the Steelhead Beach project were substantially revised.
Right before they certified it, they released a project description that was totally changed. Instead of going through the park, they decided to carry it down River Road and then go through the park on the west end. There would be all kinds of difficult pipeline construction that would last up to 18 months. It would just sound like a giant mess that would destroy a very popular park.
Those late changes angered and galvanized the downriver community, which launched a protest petition drive that gathered more than 5,000 signatures in opposition to the Steelhead Beach project. At the same time, Edelman appealed the approval of the EIR to the Santa Rosa City Council, arguing that the late changes were both unfair and illegal. Soon afterward, she met with the deputy city manager and worked out an agreement that the beach option would be shelved with the upgraded Laguna discharge to be selected instead. That decision should be finalized when the Santa Rosa Board of Public Utilities meets tomorrow. But Edelman notes that decision was hardly based on the river folks' protests.
He said that with the Steelhead Beach option, they'd have to spend $160 million up front. The ultimate cost could be as much as $265 million. When they originally started proposing the Steelhead Beach option around 2000 or 2002, they were suggesting that it would only cost $30 million.
And in the current climate of deep cuts in the city's budget, Edelman continues to question why this project is needed at all.
For 8 years, I've been saying they don't need this project. In 1985, they were producing 13.5 million gallons a day dry weather flow. This last year, they were 15 million, even though they had all this growth in 20 years. But this new project was going to take them to 26 million gallons. And I kept saying, you don't need it, you don't need it, you don't need it.
Under current rules, the city is allowed to discharge wastewater into the river at up to 5% of the river's volume, and only during the high-flow winter months. Despite her temporary acceptance of the continuation of that practice, Edelman says she and her organization will continue to press for a reduction to zero discharge into the river at any point. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.